got a motion by Representative Love, do pass. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Ayes have it.
There was audible opposition, but the bill will make it to the full House, where it will need 51 votes for approval. However, it will also need a budget appropriation for full implementation, and that takes a tougher 75 votes. Just before the vote, House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman, a Republican, removed his name as a sponsor of the bill. That could be an indication of a rift among Republicans whose votes are key for the private option to pass. Westerman told reporters he doesn't think there is enough time to assess the program before voting on it.
I still think it will pass, and hopefully we'll be able to work something out where we can take some time and evaluate it some more.
Representative John Burris, also a Republican, says the bill needs to be voted on now to meet deadlines.
It would be much more palatable to perhaps negotiate, wait, answer questions, give and take, and maybe pass something else down the line, be it the summer or special session or fiscal session. But when told that we have to have a plan in 2 weeks, we wrote the plan that works, that does exactly what we want, and if we don't get all of it, it's off. So, I mean, I'm fine with that.
Burris told the committee that, for him, health insurance expansion is not about getting $100 million in tax cuts, but Governor Mike Beebe, who has pushed expansion, has connected the federal money it will bring in with possible tax cuts Republicans have proposed. He told reporters today that he remains cautiously optimistic the state will expand health coverage, but the House Majority Leader dropping off the bill could be a bad sign.
Well, sure, it's a vote, and to the extent he influences any other votes, it's not good. It's not good.
The committee also passed an identical bill from the Senate, which passed the enabling legislation last week. The House vote will likely happen Thursday. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.